Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So we're actually coming back, and I wanted to share still God's news behind the news with our VFN Radio listeners, and welcome you for joining us this morning. But, you know, I shared some statistics last week just regarding just where much of the church has been, according to George Parner poll. But I just actually saw a new poll, Pat, a new poll that was done by the Christian Lifeway Research, and they surveyed 2,400 Protestants. And what their study was about transformational discipleship, and what they found was that according to their results, that 19% of respondents said that they read the Bible outside of their church services, their gatherings, okay, every day. Only 19% of believers read their Bible every day, and that 18%. Rarely or never. Rarely. So almost 40% of believers that are not reading the Word of God daily. And, you know, I think that that's troubling. That's you know.
Very troubling.
Yeah. It's troubling. But oftentimes I think that you know, we have failed. There's so many things that are vying for people's attention these days. I mean, you look at the iPads, you think about the iPhones, you think about the tablets, you think about the internet. I mean, if you don't set time to spend with God, there are so many distractions today that were not, you know, available to our grandparents' generation. Right. I mean, my grandmother, she's 92. She looks at a computer, she's like, what is that? And you're like, look at this video. She's like, She's like amazed.
All right.
But she has no grid for it.
Yeah.
Zero. And they didn't have those type of distractions to pull them away. Mm-hmm. And it's not to make any excuse, but because we are aware of those distractions, they rob us, believers, of the opportunity, if we allow it to spend time with God daily. Right. And we don't spend time with God because we got to, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ask the average believer today, well, do you read your Bible? Yeah, well, yeah, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do. And it's like, really? Mm-hmm. It's what we get to do.
Right.
We just need to flip. That's not what we got to do. It's what we get to do, that every day we get the opportunity to have access with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You may never speak to maybe a high government official or the president or whoever, you know. You may not ever have access with, but you have access with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mm. And I want to talk about the Word of God today. You know, the Word, I said before that it's not an outdated book. It's the living book. You know, it's relevant today, and God's speaking, and it's His love letter to us.
Right.
Hebrews 4:12 says, Pat, that for the Word of God, the Bible, the Word of God is living and active. It's the only book that comes with the author. You know, the Holy Spirit wrote book through men, you know, but it's the only book that the author's present. If you're a believer, if you've accepted Jesus Christ into your life, the Holy Spirit is present in your life, and He's the one that actually reveals His Word, reveals the Word to you. It's living and it's active, and it's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates to even dividing of the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. And get this, it judges the thoughts and the attitudes of our heart. Mm. We're talking about the Bible. We're talking about God's Word. And when we sit down with God's Word, when we sit down, we often talk about abiding. And abiding is simply sitting down and reading God's Word and listening to what God would have to say. Maybe a scripture will seem to kind of, maybe we often say jump off the page. It literally doesn't jump off the page, but maybe just you're reading something and all of a sudden just your attention is drawn to that one verse or those two verses that you read, or maybe even a word.
Right.
And you just kind of pause. And maybe you'll journal that down in a journal. You know, you take time to mark out what it is that in God's Word that that penetrated, that spoke to you. And if God's giving you a direction and you want to follow it, if he's giving you a warning, you definitely want to obey it. If he is reaffirming his love to you, you certainly want to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's so multifaceted, and God's word speaks to you on so many different fronts, and it allows us to know God and experience God. In fact, John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. I mean, God and the Word, Jesus. I mean, they're just one. It's in a beautiful dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
That the Word of God became flesh.
Right.
And so we get a chance, Pat. We get a chance. Not I got to, but I get to. Because we heard something yesterday in regards to love, and hopefully we'll get a chance to discuss it today, Pat. It was just a great, great message that we heard, and great shared it. It was wonderful in regards to loving God on his terms with all of our heart. And one of the things that he said was so dynamic is that lovers work harder than workers for God.
That's right.
You know, when you love God, when you love God and your heart is stirred for him, you're not reading the Bible because you got to, but you're reading because you get to. You want to know. You want to be aware of what he is saying. You want to know what the Word of God is for you that day.
Right.
I mean, people read newspapers. Sometimes people are tempted to read all types of different things to get them life and direction. Let me tell you, you know, there's nothing like the Word of God to give you direction in your life. Mm-hmm. No horoscope, no fortune in a what do they call those crackers?
Yeah.
Fortune cookies.
Fortune cookie,
I mean,
none
of those things can give you direction.
Mm-mm.
There's no hocus pocus. I mean, this is the Word of God. Proverbs 30, verse 5 says that every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. That every word of God is flawless. When you think of the word flawless, you think about, like, you know, I don't know, having no defects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about diamonds. You know,
right.
Think about, do they have any flaws,
mm-hmm.
you know, or anything like that. Or it's just, it's perfect. It's without error.
Mm-hmm.
It's without error.
Right.
It's flawless. God's word is flawless. And I've been seeing that one of the ways that we can grow in our relationship with God, and one of the ways that we can grow in knowing him and experiencing him, is when we sit down and actually read his word.
Right.
We actually read it. I mean, if you know, sometimes you look at people's diaries, and we look at what George Washington did, and we look at all these different people, they've accomplished all these things, and you wonder, what did they say? What was their last letters? You care because you want to know. I mean, God's word speaks to us in so many different fronts,
mm-hmm.
and we want to know. I see that many times, you know, there's all sorts of reading materials. Now you have iPads. Man, you can get books galore, e-books.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's no short access to books these days. There's no short access to information.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I forget
information overload.
Tell me about it. I mean, it's like everywhere you go, they're creating tablets just for you to read.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just so they can download an e-book. Forget having to go buy a book. It's just like digital, instant,
mm-hmm.
instant.
Right.
And so they often have, you know, suggested reading materials. And what's interesting about the Word of God, we're talking about the flawless Word of God. Listen, it's a highly suggested reading material. It's so important that we take that chance. When you look at the Bible, though, and you think about amazing how it even came to pass. Pat, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible was written over 1,500 years, over 40 generations, 66 individual books from Genesis to Revelation, written by 40 different authors, from fishermen to poets to statesmen, okay, to shepherds, written in three languages, Hebrew,
wow.
Aramaic, and the Greek, okay? And you find Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. I can tell 20 people in a room one thing and have them whisper it ear to ear to ear, and by the time it gets to the 20th person, it is a different statement than what I told the first person.
That's right.
And you're going to tell me it's a coinkydink that over 1,600 years, 66 different books. This is now with no different emails. And then they couldn't send, you know, this is what I wrote, you know, 500 years ago. I want you to keep this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is found from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
Mm.
Think about that circulation. There has been more copies of the Bible produced than any other book in history. God's word is flawless. How is it that this book, this living book, still is so relevant and speaks to our lives situation every single day? It's timeless. There's been more evidence, more scientific and historical evidence to prove that that even, you know, genealogies and things about the Bible than some of the oldest books that are being taught in all these colleges and universities.
Right.
No other book. Listen to this. The Bible has outlasted many people's attempts to ban it, burn it, and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get rid of the Word of God.
No.
I mean, it's like, catch a clue. Wait a minute. Hold on, let's stop the press. Let's when we look back and realize that maybe it's not precious. You know, one of the things that we're living in such a blessed land, mm-hmm, is that, you know, in some Christian homes, we may have 5, 6, 7, 10 Bibles. I mean, with so many Bibles out today, I mean, I don't even remember 10 years ago, you can get a Bible in any other color but black. You know what I mean? And if you really got fancy, maybe you got one in maroon. I mean, but that, hey, don't get crazy now, you know?
Right.
But in the last 10 years, you can get it in pink cover, blue covers, leather. I mean, they even have a metal Bible. Metal, you know, the outside cover of it, rather. You know what I'm saying?
It's case, like,
yeah, something for teenagers, I guess. But they have children's Bibles, women's Bibles, men's Bibles, you know, and just different perspective. And the Bible is the Word of God. But when they say they have different versions, just different things that cater to, you know, little extra little things that would minister and encourage, you know, the men in the Bible, or encourage ladies in the Bible, or children rather, you know.
Mm-hmm, right.
And with so many Bibles available to us today, you would think that our everyone would be reading it even more.
Yeah.
And it's still relevant. I mean, this is not about vain philosophies, but about real truth.
Mm-hmm.
No book has been more scrutinized. No book has been more challenged, yet it still remains true. Because it's living, it's active, it's sharper than a double-edged sword. I encourage you that even Jesus said, we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That we've got to be a people that live out of the abundance and the overflow of spending time with God. And, you know, people, there's reasons. I mean, I can understand. There's reasons why, you know, people sometimes have a desire, believers have a desire to spend time and read God's word, but they have challenges. You know, one challenge is that they just don't understand. Maybe you got a version, and it's in maybe 1611 or just an older version where they don't speak that type of, you know, language today. I want to encourage you. You know, you can get an NIV version Bible that many people are reading, and that's a version that's maybe more in everyday language that you can understand. But I can get that. If you don't understand, it's kind of, you know, we don't speak with thou, ow, you know, thou art and all that. You know?
All right.
I get it. And then oftentimes people are like, I don't know where to start. Someone told me to start in Leviticus, and I'm in my 10th chapter of laws right now and dietary diet. So I can understand that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just don't have a plan and you don't know where to begin. And then you say, you know, I don't have a time. I don't have a place. I don't have a, you know what? I encourage you that if you have a set time, if you have a set place, if you have a Bible that you can understand, you can put yourself in a position to spend time with God on a daily basis. And you can take a 6-week challenge. You can take a 6-week challenge and say, you know what? I'm going to spend time with God. I'm going to read God's word. I am going to abide. I mean, there's people taking challenges every day. I'm going to lose 5 pounds. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to save more money. We're going to go on vacation. And we're going to set a Christmas club. Take a 6-week challenge to spend time with Jesus. Spend time in his word. I'll never forget this statement. I was in college, Pat, and I was reading some book. And the author was this kind of like business book or something. And the author said, what is the one thing that you're not doing today? The one thing that you're not doing that if you started doing every day would revolutionize and change your life. Mm-hmm. I really don't remember anything else about the entire book, but that one statement, and I'm telling you, it was like a bomb that just went off in me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, wow, that is so profound. Could there be such a thing?
Right.
Could there be such a thing that if it was just one thing that I focused on doing every single day of my life would revolutionize and change my life?
Mm-hmm.
And instantly, Pat, I heard in my mind, I bet if you read the Bible, I bet it'll change your life.
Yeah.
I bet if you read the Bible. And it, that was just the beginning for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was just the beginning. And I'm telling you that I've been on a journey, others have been on a journey of reading God's word, listening to what he has to say,
mm-hmm.
honoring it by writing it down, and further honoring it, the word of God, by obeying what it says.
All right.
And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. You can live this dynamic walk with God. You can have an awesome relationship with him because he cares about you. You as an individual, you have access to him. But if you need a simple plan, if you need a simple plan to get started, that the main thing is just to get started. Just to take the first step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your first step oftentimes will affect, you know, determine God's next step.
Right, right.
If you draw close to God, God will draw close to you. It's your inheritance. If you're a believer and you know God, don't settle for a quarter visit, a month looking, or just temporarily glancing in it. But develop a plan. Get a plan and stay consistent. And you're going to see God move powerfully in your life. You can get a plan at iAbide. That's iAbide.org. iAbide.org. And get ready. Get ready for God to change your life as you read his word, the flawless word of God. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.